Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
21030.
I'm sorry, what's the zip code again?
21030.
Okay, your first and last name?
My first name is Shala. My last name is Garanfoli.
Okay. Well, I do see the order here for you. Would you verify your address for me?
What order? I didn't order anything.
Well, I see an order in your name, but if you can share your email address or your address, I can kind of tell you what I see here.
400 Symphony Circle, Unit 271, Cockeysville, Maryland, 21030.
Okay, so on this account, you ordered the Intech blender. This was ordered on the 25th of April?
Yes, that was for free.
Well, it was you paid the shipping and handling for it, but you hadn't paid for the product.
That's correct. I paid for shipping and handling. And they told me that that is for free. That is why I ordered it.
Yes, ma'am.
Now I have $64.99 from my bank account.
Yes, ma'am. That's for the membership you join.
I don't want to be member. I didn't ask for it.
It's a shopping club.
No, I didn't. Nobody told me. Nobody informed me. No, nothing. I will call my bank to follow it.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and close the account. I'll be right back with you with the cancellation number, and I'll check with my supervisor to see if there's anything else we can do for you, okay?
And now, I like to talk to your supervisor now.
Yes, ma'am. One moment.
That doesn't make any sense that you are sitting here, you receive something that paid for shipping and handling, okay, that's okay, I do it. And then all of a sudden you see $70 charging your account without informing you of anything. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it was on the terms and conditions of your order, so that's why they were able to charge you.
No.
But you did give them authorization to charge you.
No.
You must not have seen the terms and conditions. I'm just not.
I might not understand, but I didn't ask for it, and nobody asked me. I think the best thing, if you cannot resolve it, I will contact my bank. They can follow it for good for me.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. Okay, so you had already called in, of course, and talked with someone, and they have closed the account. But in regards to the account and the charges, the company would allow me to give you a 50% refund. You would be getting half of
Why should it be?
Because you have the blender. You have the blender, ma'am. They're charging you for the blender.
The blender, I can send it back. The blender is not working altogether. It's not working altogether.
Yes, ma'am. So I'll go back to my supervisor and see what else we can do for you. One moment. Okay. He is saying now he would allow me to give you 75% back. Of course, you would get, that's most of the money, back to your account. And the company would just be getting a partial payment.
Mm-hmm. Mom.
Yes.
That blender, I charged it and it did not work. So I just put it aside to see what is wrong with it. I can send that blender back to you. I don't have any problem.
So, like I said, the company, they will not accept it back.
So,
and you should have called us back before then, so they could request a replacement.
I didn't. If I knew they are charging for $70 for nothing, certainly I will call. I was calling you.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know. All of a sudden, I see, what is this about? And that is a strange to me, ma'am. I'm not naive. I just any number I see, okay, that's okay.
Okay. Well, I do understand, but I can't make any changes. I'd have to check with my supervisor. Hold on one moment.
I can't speak to your supervisor.
He's helping other people, but he'll get to the line if he needs to in one moment, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so my supervisor is going to go ahead and allow me to give you the full refund this time, but he wanted me to reiterate to you the importance of making sure that you reach your terms and conditions. These are valid charges according to the company, and you did authorize the charge. So the account is closed. You're getting the refund, and that is you'll get an email letting you know the refund is on the way back to the card in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Okay, okay, I'll check my account.
Yes,
I will
ma'am.
Check my account. But,
okay,
ma'am, even if you put yourself in my shoes, you can see this is unsafe. This is just like cheating. That person sitting home doesn't know what is that, what your company is doing, and all of a sudden see a charge on the account. That's not right.
Okay. So the only thing we can see, ma'am, is a valid order because this is a call center. We don't see what you saw. We don't see the ads and things of that nature. We only see the order and the terms and conditions of the order that you authorized. So based on what we see here, it looks like a valid charge to us, like
mm-hmm.
the company is saying.
Mm-hmm.
But the supervisor has approved the refund. We'll close the account, so you won't incur any more charges. He just wanted me to remind you to be careful the next time you place an order.
Thank you so much. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank your supervisor too, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks
bye
for
bye.
Calling customer support. Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.